Ginny or Greg. Would you like to talk to Ion?
Good evening, Bob. Good evening, Ion.
Hello.
Good evening.
Are we all having fun yet?
Yes.
We brought it with us.
Hey, Ion, with this changing environment, the whole concept of variables and anomalies and stuff that is no longer predicted from a scientific or a chemical point of view, how would you categorize these anomalies that come along with the changing environment?
Well, they're not anomalies. They're the new normal. You know them as anomalies because you don't know the new normal. Your world is shifting, coming back to what it was supposed to be all along. The anomaly is that you survived this long in this fucked up position. The nicest way to say it. So they're not anomalies. They're normal.
When you talked about having to get out of the middle kingdom and the upside down position, is it more that you look in a direction that is, and I'm using analogies here, look in a direction away from the middle kingdom?
No. You were trapped in it. It's an in-between. A granular plane. A granular plane knows the base. You get on the ground and you touch the ground, your floor. Your house is on the ground, but it's not the ground. Then you go under your house, and then you keep going and keep going, and it takes a long time for you to actually get to dirt. But yet you find yourself grounded, even when you're upstairs, on the floor of your house.
Well, that's normal for us, to be grounded in that regard. You don't have to be in dirt.
But then you start talking about glimpsing from the upside-down place or the under place or the middle ground from the inside place. You are in that, so that also is normal to you in that conditional repose. No, it's not normal for us because we about had a cow because y'all about lost it. Chillings. Y'all about lost it.
Is the ground an analogy for the middle kingdom?
No, but it's a separating point. It's a dulcimer, so you can tell the difference. Just so you can tell the difference. Are you up?
Okay.
Well, you don't know until you're down. So, and we're not trying to make another glib cliche archetype. You'd have to swim a million years to get the hell out of. We're just trying to say it got white knuckle flighted for a moment there because you almost slipped into that dimension that does not provide for ascension.
Is there a label for that dimension?
It shall go nameless.
In the morning, the cat will jump up in the bed, and I won't quite be there yet, and I'll start petting the cat, and it'll, bite me and scratch me and run away. Now, is that because the cat doesn't recognize who I am, or it senses me in an in-between, or who the fuck's
both.
In my bed type of deal?
Both.
Okay.
Both, yeah, both. And that's right. And that's some proof in the pudding. You know when you get in your vehicle, all of a sudden you look around and it doesn't seem normal or it doesn't feel right or you think, what is this or what's going on or what is that smell or...
Right, where am I? Yeah.
And there you go and you go, wait a second. And you have to really stop to really calculate where you are or what you're doing and what it is and where it is. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a bad deja vu, like I'm lost in space but I didn't know I was lost. We can talk about it better now because you're getting over it. We've sort of breached it. We've patched it. We've used all of Bob's silly putty. Bob bought a lot of silly putty back in the day. He had a great stockholders meeting regarding silly putty. So we have bound the world a bit. So maybe you can stay out of the middle kingdom.
And putty is my savior. Thank you, Ion.
However silly.
I have a question.
Hey, it's my Ginny Bale. We love it.
Hey, Ion. No.
Hey, honey.
Ion, talking about this changing environment and everything, what is going on with the drops? We're having a little bit of a problem, or a little bit, not problem, contrast, that's the right word.
Well, it's effervescence. It's effervescence.
Is that going to be kind of the way it stays?
See? We say they're fine. Your world has changed. We say they were perfect. Everything was fine. And then all of a sudden you went to the middle kingdom, and the next thing you know, you can't keep it in the jug no more. But now, they always are reactive, so they react. So they also are reacting to your position. But you should find it's already a little easier. And it's thicker on purpose, and we don't care what happens. It's still going to be thicker. You're making white stones, darling.
Ion.
It's Dr. Dean. How wonderful.
It's pickles.
Okay. If the fizz is extra carbon dioxide, then don't we have to catch up with the drops by getting more carbons?
Well, that would be true, but the reason the drops are reacting, see, it's a reactant. The reason they're reacting is because of the drift out of the kingdom, coming back out of the middle kingdom. See, you had no trouble at all with anything effervescing at all until you hit the middle kingdom. That's when it all went to tail. That was the tail. That was your positional tail. And now it's actually a little bit better, but y'all still see it as hot and heavy just because it's great fun. But that's all that's about.
And we're moving away from that middle kingdom situation. Okay.
But it's still not going to thin them out, though.
No. Okay, Jenny, back to you.
Ion, I was listening to the revelations again, and there was a statement that was made about how the angels are in control of certain elements, and one of the things that it was talking about was sharing electrons between heaven and earth. Are the angels still in that role?
Always, yes.
So if you need an extra electron for something, you can just command the angels and they will bring that to you.
You do. That's what you do. So.
All right. That's it. Those are my questions. Thank you, Ion.
You're welcome always.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jenny, Greg, and Carolyn. We have a new number here, I think. I don't know who this is. Denver?
Hi, this is Abraxas.
Abraxas, okay.
I am.
Yes.
Are you there?
We are.
Who in my world is open to hearing about you?
Open
Sarah
to
Bailey.
What? Sarah Bailey. What did you say, Abraxas? Open to?
Hear God.
Hear God. Speak louder. Hear you. You got a muffled phone.
Okay, hold on.
This is so funny, Bob.
What do you think? This is a bus station? Come on, man. What is it? Have a little respect for our acoustic environment here. What is it that you asked about? Are we open to something?
I'm asking who in my world is open to hearing about Ion. And I heard
Sarah Bailey.
Sarah Bailey.
Bailey. I am with that. Bailey or Billy?
Bailey.
Bailey. Sarah Bailey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Occasionally there's someone that pops up in my world, and I feel like they know me, and I feel like I know them, but I have no reference.
It's because it's you.
It's me or it's another me?
What's the difference? It's you.
Is there a question that I want to ask that I'm not considering?
Yes.
Are you able to point me in a direction?
Yes.
My mother, her job is ending yesterday. Is there anything you'd like to say to her?
Thankful she finally got the hell out of there.
Anything about the joy she should follow now?
Make sure she gets her paperwork right to move her retirement.
One of my joys is trail running, and I often experience contrast when I'm trail running. My body worker suggested I use run with intent. Is this
Get rid of your body worker. Get rid of your body worker. That'll save you a lot of problems.
I feel like...
Really do the math on that. What are you saying? You're saying that your body worker got you some weird cliched archetype bouncing trampoline that gets you back into your ho-ho happy days of Shamil Shamazzle Hot Step Incorporated position? What you going to do?
what's the best way to approach sharing about the completement products with my family?
Don't. Why are you worried with them? They're going to get it or not. You get the feeling so good, they'll want them despite it. And if they start, say, don't you take my stuff, that's my stuff. I'll slay you. I'll go get a regular policeman and shoot you in the face. Shoot you in the face, have a police and shoot you in the face. Don't worry about it. You just keep these you right, they'll follow along. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. See, isn't that much easier than having to worry about what you're going to do to get your family straight down and blah, 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 blah. I ain't going to do what they're going to do anyway. So let them do it. Don't worry about it. All right.
I feel like there's moments in my life where I could connect to hearing about you or learning about you. One of them would be by reading Akunatan, The Extraterrestrial King. Is this true?
You don't have to know what the bull ate for dinner to tell whether it's bullshit or not. And besides, chlorotramaton is real good if you got a sore throat. So good.
I talked to Bob a while back. It was like I died or I had to confront about myself. Was that his role? And also, like, how people die after they talk to him. Is that, is that experience accurate?
It's so funny. We're sorry. It's just sad, but
is there something that can be highlighted in my life that would bring me closer to me?
Now, that's a good question, finally. That's better. Follow the shampoo bottle. Lather, rinse, repeat. That'll help you.
Lather, rinse, repeat, you said, only makes you clean.
No, it doesn't. What do you mean clean? What is clean? Who said you were dirty? The secret to life is on the shampoo bottle. You lather, that's the contrast. You rinse and you repeat. It takes less and less and less contrast or shampoo to make the same amount of bubbles. It has nothing to do with cleanliness.
Yes.
Good. Now I see you're on the road to Betterville right there. That's just south of Hooterville. Just over at the Petticoat Junction.
I don't feel finished, but I feel like I'm not sure where to go. So.
Okay, well, maybe we'll check back with you.
I guess I'm finished for now.
Yeah, for now. Maybe we'll check back.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is Madeline. Is this Madeline with a question?
Ion, I'd like to know what would be beneficial for Kaya right now to get over whatever's ailing her.
Hmm. What's Kaya, a pet? Is that a pet, Madeline?
I'm waiting for Ion.
Ion.
Yeah.
Yes.
She asked about Kaya.
Okay. How many drops of magnesium should I give to Kaya every day?
8.
4 twice a day or 8 all at once?
BID, son.
Oh, 8 BID.
Yes.
So that's 16.
Okay.
Do I give her 8 drops a day or 16 drops a day?
8 drops twice a day, BID.
All right, thank you. How many drops of Remite should I give her per day?
6.
So 3 BID or 6 total?
6 total. In a week, increase that.
Increase the Remite and the Remag both?
Yes.
By a drop or two, or?
That's fine. Whatever you think, honey, it's all right.
How many RNA drops should I be giving her or would be helpful for her?
Balance it out about 10 will be fine. They're becoming more potent, so you be aware.
Would Kaya benefit from the protein powder? Might that help her put on some weight?
Maybe. Yeah,
could
hurt.
Restructure?
Couldn't
okay.
Hurt.
Thank you, Ion.
Don't worry. Hey, Bob, play that one in your inbox.
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Ion, the farthest, one of the very earliest galaxies ever seen in the universe, appears as a faint red blob in this ultra-deep field exposure of the Hubble telescope. So my question is, if we have a Doppler shift from one of the earliest galaxies leaving us, where is it going?
It's not going anywhere. What you're seeing is rear-view mirror experiences of things that you already knew that you came from. So you have no way to even gauge that what you're seeing, because what you're seeing is looking at a pictograph from a million years ago and trying to reconnect a kaleidoscope that you don't know was a kaleidoscope.
So is there a filter for the rear-view mirror? Because are we totally fucked because we don't have
a
rear-view mirror?
We're saying... don't use the rearview mirror. Get over the rearview mirror. Kill the rearview mirror. Rip it off your car and throw it out the window. Don't use it. It's okay.
So there's no time, so we don't...
Right.
We don't look through our eyes. So what do we look through?
You don't. You don't see things. Things see you.
Ah, the TV sees us. Oh, God. That's
and everything sees you. Well, everything sees you. You're surprised?
Well, I don't know what to filter in or out.
There is nothing to filter out. That's the problem.
When God left little man, was there a vertical option spread? Because I don't believe that God would have just said, screw this for the downfall. There had to be an option.
You are the God that decided. You are the God that separated yourself. That's how I say, well, I'm really mad at God myself because I myself wanted to see if I could do this little thing. And it's just the same thing back in Bewitched when Samantha blinked her own powers away so she could live like a mortal. And how ridiculous that was that she couldn't do that. And the Witches Council got involved. And then Dora got all mad. And Dr. Bombay had to come do a bunch of bullshit on her to get her back to normal. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. But she still did it because she could. And poor Aunt Clara, that's a whole other mess right along there. She just got senile and lost her power. It's crazy, but it's an example of how silly it is to think what you're saying is appropriate. You see?
Well, I shouldn't think.
Not a thinking man's game. No, don't speak.
Yeah,
okay.
You keep saying that to me. You keep saying that to me. It's not a thinking man's game. You keep saying that to me. Yeah.
True that. True that.
I hear it.
True that.
All the time.
And it's not a thinking man's game because what happens is if you overthink it, then you miss the point. And if you miss the point, then you go around the mountain. If you go around the mountain, then you wonder where you are. Then you wake up one day on a long, cold, terrible stretch of road and you have no idea where you are, how you got there, how to get out of there. And then you go, wait a minute, I'm thinking too much about this. And we go, well, duh. So just saying. It's all right, but we're just saying.
But there's potential in the difference. So apparently... the little man likes potential to go back to the neutral.
The neutral is what's consuming you.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Good thing you got a penis.
Ion, they're in a transformer, mm-hmm. It's a non-mechanical means, and there's a neutral there.
That's right. It's not a ground.
Means?
Not a ground. It's a neutral. Bigger ground is always consuming you. It always has.
We're bonding, then. It's not a ground. We're bonding.
Okay.
To what? What is the ground? There's no earth. Earth's
your
not
power.
Ground. What the hell?
Your power. Your power. You're trying to say the receptacle of the grounding rod, and we're saying the grounding rod is the power that gets you back. You put your power in an Ark of a Covenant in a box, in a cardboard box, living in a box. You put your power there, and all you're trying to do is get you to get your power back out of that box. You've rent the veil into. You've done everything that a rabbit can do to a damn stump. So take your power and go on with it. Get right.
Well, I do. I
okay.
don't care. I do.
Good.
But what if I fucked up
Good.
And I died and I meet you at the pearly gates? What are you going to do to me?
Slap the shit out of you for being so stupid to go to the pearly gates. and say you a silly motherfucker for running around here thinking you know something, you run something, you doing something. You're in your place of power, so get off your damn ass and get busy. Start being God and quit all this damn crying, or call Bob and let him buy you some damn Kleenex tissue to wipe your fucking tears.
Okay,
Stop all that shit up. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You have no right to slap me. I'm physical. You're
slapping.
Non-physical is slapping me. You can't slap me.
You want to see? This is
going to
be fun.
I don't want to see. Go.
Bob, you better get this one. You better get him.
You mean it's a rant or what?
You should intercede, Bob.
No, no, it's doing fine. It's very entertaining conversation right now.
Oh, good. Okay. Let her rip, tear chip.
Oh, no. I'm going to burn and die tomorrow. My old bitch's going to read. I talked to Ion and Bob, and I died peacefully.
Oh, a lot of people have had that same old bitch.
Yeah, but my point is, if I did that, I would have to meet you, and I don't want to do that. It's hard enough just to talk to you on the phone.
Mm. Well, we're sorry. We want it to be a joyful experience. We would like you to enjoy
it. Well,
it
is a joyful experience, but...
Maybe we could bring it to a little softer place. Maybe we could take it down just a notch. Well, all that's happening is that you're arguing for your limitation because the very obvious thing that we're telling you is the thing, the only thing that you won't quite seem to embrace. And we are not going to change our words, and you can do whatever the living fuck you want to do. And we
I know you don't care.
We still adore you already anyway, so it's perfectly all right with us. And we're not moved in any way, shape, or form either way, because we know how this all comes out. If it were something worse than that, we would let you know just because we fuck with you. So it's a good day. You win.
So what?
All right, now,
am I the only person in the world that has a disclaimer from non-physical?
Many are called, few are chosen.
Oh, my God. You know, you are in my body and mind
all the
time.
You better know it. Put that in your hoofah. Put that in your hoofah and smoke it.
Yeah. Ion, what do you do with people who are invested with you? No, how do we expel you or embrace you?
You don't.
When we're contaminated with you?
You don't.
We can never get rid of you.
You can't. You are. You don't want that. It's like saying, I'm a God and I'm in my power. How do I separate myself from my power? Which is the thing you've done. And then you're asking how to do it. That's what you're asking. It's how do I separate myself from my place of power? And we're constantly reminding you to come back into your place of power. And you're saying, okay, I got this. I'm going to ascend. I'm going to get my power back. I'm going to be a God. It's going to be okay. Everything is good. Okay, now, how is it again I separate myself from my power? We go, you already did. Okay, how do I get rid of the power? Well, you can't. You still are as eternal as you ever were. And it really doesn't matter what you do. You can blow your fucking head off, and it won't make any less of an eternity than you're already eternal. So, go on, kill yourself. It don't bother us. It's all right with us. But instead, what you might do is listen to the words very closely of what we've said that allow you to have a different consideration point. A different factor of considering, of knowing, that allows you to have a different place of knowing. Then you can go, oh, it wasn't that serious after all. Oh, it is okay. Oh, yeah. All right, I got this. Soften it like butter. Because you can take butter and put it in liquid nitrogen and make it so hard it'll make it a bullet and shoot somebody in the heart, and the butter will kill somebody. Or you can make it so liquid and runny that you could drown them in butter. Or you could do all those different things with something as simple and easy as something that is butter. So if you can do all that with butter, there's certainly something we can do with you.
Well, that's what God said, that why should we care? Are you less important than the butterflies in the field or the hummingbirds?
You're 10,000 times more important than those, because those are just little things for the maggots to eat.
There's a potential difference here. There's voltage that's coming across.
You better know it. You ain't seen nothing yet. Dun, dun,
yeah, but,
baby.
But how
you ain't
many,
seen
but,
nothing yet. Bum, bum.
Okay. So the parentheses around HE6NE2, and then we got a parentheses around XE5 and a double parentheses. And then there's a space of the RN3. And then we go into this parentheses of this KR6 GE1 with the parentheses around TH3, ZRI, and TI5, double parentheses. What I'm going to ask is the symbol more important than the ingredients in the parentheses?
Yes.
It's more important because I see the symbol. So we can exchange any of the components.
Yeah, you have to convert the hexachesimal number.
I don't understand quantum, so.
Oh, well, sorry. Maybe we'll.
Can you explain that a little bit easier? Because I'm looking at a pattern here that deals with the new atmosphere, and I'm seeing a pattern that has components. And the extra components are encapsulated by the same parentheses, but they have more components to it. Does that mean anything?
Yeah.
For example, we have T3, ZRI, and T. We have titanium 5, which we don't have yet.
Not quite. Well, Carolyn does, but you may not. She's pretty good at this. But she ain't on both.
I'm talking to a recording now. I'm talking to a recording.
We're live in front of a recorded studio audience.
Oh, so you're not Memorex.
No, you're Memorex.
So that gets back down to the McLuhan part of that the TVC.
We put it in your goober snatcher.
You know what? Why did you fuck with me with this? Why do I need the shit to talk to you to remember something that was embedded to me as a seed?
You weren't a seed. You were in some pod that was shit out of the ass of a jackal.
Okay, no seed. So I'm not a spirit. I'm not non-physical. I'm not physical. I'm a neutral nothing.
Until you come back to being a god. Yes.
So I'm the neutral, the transformer. Who's going to charge me to be the god to start up the transformer?
Not us. We're not going to charge you anything. But now Bob, on the other hand, he'll stay with you till you buy or die. It's okay with Bob.
Does the complete formula help? I mean, the restructures here, does the reformula help?
It does. It helps you tremendously because it allows you to convert energy. So you don't have to charge. You can just convert your energy. And see, what's happening is your meat sack body is kind of fucked up anyway, and you did it to yourself.
Well, totally.
It's okay. We're gonna help with that. We're going to help. We are helping you, you ridiculous.
I know. I'm stupid.
We're already helping you, by the way.
Well,
yes. You don't care about all that. So
no, you don't.
You know, good. You're a quiet person, so congratulations. An idiot, as it were. So we want to simple that just a little bit and get to where you can maybe have a different perspective, and that's all we're talking about here.
A different option or perspective.
Yes.
Oh, right. You were talking about through the looking glass. And so
well,
I don't have a rear view mirror.
Mad as a hatter.
God, no wonder people look at me weird.
Well, of course they do. You make Johnny Depp look sane.
Yeah, that's frightening. I actually scare people on the floor.
Sobering, and that's good. And good for them. Don't worry. You don't feel sorry about it. You're not sorry about anything. Don't be sorry about it. Get on with it. Get happy.
Hey,
get
stop, Ian. Stop patronizing me, damn it.
We like it. It's fun. It's good for us. Okay, one last question.
Is it true to say that I'm connected to you on a polarity? Because I hear you all the time. Is that correct?
Thank you. Don't make it a big thing. I don't make it a big thing. Oh, okay.
I'm humbled.
Because, you know, well, congratulations, blah, 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 blah.
Never mind. It's non-physical. Talking to physical again.
Will there be any stars in your crown? Yes. No.
No, there will be no stars. I'll be happy to have hostess, toasties.
Okay.
I don't care about the awards. I don't care about nothing about that stuff.
That's good. We know. It's all good.
Excellent, Mark. Very good interview. Very entertaining.
That was good.
Very good, Mark.
Now play.
You should be a staff.
Play some more gospel music. Play some more gospel.
You and I want to dominate the airwaves.
Hey, Bob, you played a gospel set. I think it was hour five last week, and Ion played all these gospel musics.
Yeah.
And I'm just crying in my tears because it's so beautiful. And my roommate, who's a state police colonel, comes out and asks me for sewing needles. And I'm crying because I'm just like totally enamored by this music.
Awesome. Well, who's your roommate? You mean Gail? Don't you live with Gail?
Oh no, this is a state police. I have two roommates who live here. So he comes out there and I'm bawling and he asks for a thread, a sewing needle, and I'm going, oh my God, you know, are you sewing up a uniform? He goes, oh no, I'm just sewing up a umpire thing. So my point is that the music that you played, that music that you played, which was like seven songs of Ion stuff, was absolutely incredible.
Good.
You do nothing. Whether your rhetoric is useless, but your music is great.
Well, you know, see, you may just get to feel our rhetoric firsthand. That might be all right.
I do, Ion. It's so amazing to have non-physical surround my puny ass and to step into any environment.
You're fine.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get
all right, never mind.
Don't
I'm going to shut up.
You'll be right.
I'm not going
to
say anymore.
Before you really mess it up. Now you've made a whole playlist, Bob. Now you got several things you got to play. Just do the first thing first, okay, Bob?
Play what?
You play the first song first, but now there's several things you got to play now because he's all his babbling shit.
AL2SO43NH20NASO4 KMG4AT6NE2XD5RM3KR6DE1PH3ZRITIS SIDO2. Now the SIDO2, is that a song?
No.
What is the SIDO2?
It's a chemical.
Okay, what is that chemical?
You'll see in a minute. Just calm down. You'll be all right.
Well, you told me I was going to die earlier, and Gail was like,
might
oh,
well.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Well, you said it's going to be over all soon, and Gail freaked out. We said, oh, don't worry about it. It's going to be all done with soon. So I'm done with that, about to be done soon. I don't want to care about waiting. I want to know what SIDO2 is.
Well, you'll find out.
What?
Okay.
Bleeding through my ass or a fart or bad breath?
No,
how am I going to find out about
Bob this? Bob's fixing to play it for you. Bob, play it. That'll answer his question right there.
Thank you, Ion.
You're welcome. You know we adore you, you piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm an asshole.
That's better than being a whole ass.
Is that Gail laughing in the background or the stink?
No, that's me. She's laughing all the time with me. So, Mark, you're a fucking ass.
Why do you and Gail have a roommate? You mean in the same building?
It's too expensive to live here. We pay $3,000 a month to live in this house. So we rent our rooms out, $650 or so, and I just have some interesting roommates.
Bob has interesting roommates, too.
I got 350 of them. Ghosts.
No, how many, Ion? 4,000?
Oh, you can't believe what the house payment is in Maui. It's terrible. There's tons of housing guests. It's
what do we pay a month,
Gail? The lineup. It's just amazing what you have to do. It's just something. They come in there like the door, just as a revolving door. They took the door hinges off and put a revolving door. They come plowing through all other worlds, all over the place. He washes, Carolyn cleans all the time. But she piles up the counter with food from one end to the other. And the next thing you know, Bob doesn't eat a thing. And the next thing you know, all the food's gone. It's gone. And Bob's just standing there nervously washing his hands. He's cleaned up since all the boarders have come by to have a little snack. Then they eat Carolyn's food. That's why she's the size she is. The boarders eat all of her food, everything. It's terrible. Bob sneaks away and has ice cream breaks on occasions, but it's terrible. It's terrible. It's just terrible. The boarders, they really care.
Fuck that. It's beautiful. I wish I could do that. I wish I could do all of that.
The bliss that is being Bob. Okay, he needs the answer to the question. He needs his question answered, so play the song.
Which song? You've sent me many.
the first one when we
talked
to Q.
Hang up and turn on the speaker.
You said before we talked to them.
Okay, Mark.
Before we said talk to him, you said, do I have to play it now or do I have to know, cue it up, that one. That's the answer to his question.
Right. Here we go.
Okay. And this is the answer to your question.
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares. It is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet. And even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
I like that ion.
That was the answer to his question.
What was his question? He asked many questions.
The last question, what he wanted to know, what an element was, has been a presentation.
Yeah, I clicked it off ahead of time.
Then that answered his question. He wanted to know what it was, and we told him, so it's in this song, so it's a junction is what it is. Now play the next song on the cue, and that'll be the introduction for the next asker of questions.
Will there be an installment to be installed in my friend?
That was excellent, Bob. You're doing so good at this. You know, 400 or 500 more years, you may get this pat down.
Yes, I might. Not promising anything.
It's been a white knuckle flight for us, too.
Okay, Anonymous. Anonymous, go ahead.
Hello, Bob. Hi, Ion. Can you talk to Bob?
No, we can't do anything with Bob. We keep working with him and working with him. We're trying to get him saved. That's not working. We tried to have him killed. He keeps coming back. We keep sending him back to Egypt, and then they blowed up Egypt. There's nothing left. There's nothing we can do. No, we just can't talk to Bob. We can't do anything with him. Carolyn's been trying for years, and it's just sad. It's sad, and it hurts. It hurts a little bit. It does. It hurts a little bit. We just have to do the best we can.
Is there a new realm for my world to discover?
Yes.
This is Andrea. Okay, what did you ask? You asked about helping me, Andrea?
I just thought I would ask. So we could be in better alignment.
What about Bob? What was your question? What about Bob, or can Bob be helped? Is that what you asked?
Just starting the alignment, right? And then, Ion, is there an element within my world to adjust with the angels and revelations?
There are three, and you can't take them all at once. You got to go slow with it. But let's say if you can bring the albumin, you got to bring your albumin up a little. It's a little off.
And how do you suggest that I bring that up?
We suggest you ask Dr. Dean.
Absolutely. I was thinking that because the RNA drops are doing miracles, as you know.
They are. And it's way good. It's way good. And we would like to say it's kind of naturally taking care of itself, except you asked, is there something that needs adjusting? That could be adjusted, and that would be better if it were adjusted. Now, the other thing that you're going to want to run into is your lipids are a bit off as well, but not egregiously so. You got to balance that. So you should have a little more water, but water is going to hurt you, not help you. But we're going to say the water is going to bring the contrast that allows you to balance. So with your complement formulas and a little bit more water, it'll help balance you out. That's the way to say it. It's kind of like drinking a bunch of water and then giving you a water pill, make you pee yourself to death. It's about like that. The water's bad because you got to pee it all out, but it's good because it flushes in that place.
Now, is that because of the detoxification that you mentioned a few months ago with the water?
Yes.
Okay, so we have to adjust that within our world.
In your meat sack body. See, it's not so much the world, it's your body because you are contained. You are a container of the world. So you're all right, honey. It's just fine. And a little more grains. What's wrong with having a little grain?
Oh, I love grains. And it's
just a little bit more. I know. Just to eat a little bit of it. Eat a little semolina. little more.
Yeah,
not a ton
I
more.
Love
just
more.
A little, just a little bit. You'll be all right.
Oh, I know. I like to be abundant. I tend to be a little bit more abundant. Are you sure
good,
it's not?
That's all right.
Okay.
You're fine. You're fine.
Now, the reactiveness, I've been reactive to the iron rain, and I know
good.
That the Zappa
tunes. We think that's
tunes,
good. We think that's
yeah, the
good.
Zappa tunes have been really helping with that.
Yeah, and we're sorry you had to go through that. It's a bitter pill, but a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, so get you a sugar tit if you have to listen to that ridiculous, horrible, inappropriate in every way, all mind-rotting, consuming badness. It's terrible. So, a little sugar with that would be good. So, be happy.
That would be great.
Gail is even worse. She's even worse. So, bigger.
And
the
last
bad part
week,
is they're both dead, so it's good.
Oh, goodness.
You mean Gail Zappa or Mark's Gail?
Gail Zappa.
Roxy last week brought up a lot of great insight with the angel realms and connecting with them. Then Jenny brought up earlier about commanding them. Is there a way that I should be commanding them to assist me more with this ascension process?
Connect the dots. Follow the signs and connect the dots. You've got the four horsemen of the apocalypse. You identify them almost daily. But rather than war them, just identify them. Did you watch the messengers? You should watch the messengers. That may help you a little.
I will follow up with that, Ion. I appreciate
good. It's
you.
Good. It's good. It's not a lifelong commitment. It's a little thing. So it'll answer some of your inside questions of stuff that keeps bumping you, keep bumping into. It's kind of like your big toe that you keep bumping into things. It's for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cut your toe off. It's to give you a guidepost that you're bumping into things. Some of those things are important. And so engage yourself accordingly.
Is there a special way for me to engage more in this realm and reality?
Yeah. Bob's got a song. Bob, play that song, and that'll answer that question.
Not for the kings to crow, the trusted God to see.
Okay, who's this anonymous here? Would you like to speak?
This anonymous. Is me.
Okay, take it away.
I want to know about the pyramids. What are they?
Fractal Good holders.
Question. Fractal holders?
Yes.
Now, that's not fractal as in mathematics. That's the fractal that's in the angel diagram. It's a machinic kind of thing, right?
Yes.
And what will the mouth in the Louvre be a pyramid, and they also have the inverse pyramid?
The representation. It's clear, so you can see through it.
Does speaking have anything to do with their activation?
Algorithms, two-edge flip.
What would activate them? Algorithms in a computer or in a rocket ship? Where do you...
In a pyramid.
Oh, you put the algorithms in a pyramid beside the pyramid? That's a thing.
They're already there. They're already there.
Okay, how do you activate them?
You turn them on a two-edge flip.
Did Mitterrand's people put that in there, knowing consciously that technology was in there?
No, because they don't have a clue what the hell they're talking about. Oh, no, they don't.
So Roxy could turn it on if she went over there?
She does.
They already did, Roxy.
Why did I always have this obsession with them?
Why not?
The Louvre, it's a human body, but says the environment is trying to ape man, to imitate man.
Don't say imitate. Don't say it that way. Say mimic. It's trying to mimic man. It's a little softer. Because, see, if you copied it, it would be that you could copy your sister, but you're not. You're draining her. See, what's happening is the power source flows between you, and it's always been heavy on her side. She didn't necessarily like it. Now, she's innocent. Now, she's a little bit pious, but she's innocent. And if she's got all that power, she should have known this was coming, don't you think? So she would have seen it coming if she's all that in a bag of chips, wouldn't she, though? So good. It's all good. But it's going to be easy. We're going to soften that so it's not so stingy. But you just better batten it down your hatches, honey, because the good times roll. See how we segued that into about talking about you? Isn't that great?
I'm not sure. I don't really care.
You
the
will.
Different stages of
you
construction
will. You
of
will.
The Louvre. Do they have to do with the different technologies, different places?
There aren't any different technologies. See, that's a good point. You're trying to say that, but there's nothing different.
What was your question, Roxy? You're asking if the Louvre has technologies?
No, if the different phases of the construction really show the different environments or technologies or phases in the
in
evolution.
In the history of the last 500 years.
Yes.
And Einstein, there's no difference.
Is there any relationship?
Let the good times roll. Let them knock you around. Let the good times roll. Let them make you a clown. Let them leave you up in the air. Let them brush your rock and roll hair. Let the good times roll.
Anything to do with the pyramids?
Yes. Let the good times roll. To match is how the body fits. Let the stories be told. Let them say what they want. Let the photos be old. Let them show what they want. Let them leave you up in the air. Let them brush your rock and roll hair.
Yeah, Marshall McLuhan said that because of the electric environment, there is nothing hidden.
Yeah,
that's why we are... We're seeing all these
you
things.
Let the good times roll.
That thing is hidden. Let the good times roll. That was a great movie, 1973. An oldies concert.
Good
Go
times
ahead.
Roll.
The apocalypse, as John saw it.
If the illusion is real, let them give you a ride. If they got thunder appeal, let them be on your side.
But is the explanation of the thinning of the veil really the explanation of
Marshall
Matter?
Let them leave you up in the air. Let them brush your rock and roll hair.
Your mother asked, what the fuck the lyrics have to do with this, Roxy?
Won't you let the good times roll? Let's let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
I want to understand. Well, to overlay.
Let them roll. Good times roll.
Did Ophanel plant the loop? Did he plant it with you?
No, but no. This wasn't like that. Before the codex, this goes back to the codex, and when he robbed that place, the Vatican City thing, and moved things around, and then we did some other stuff, and then things were placed there. It's where the Louvre is on the parallel that mimics where you're moving to. That's why it's a marker point that you have to know. That's why it's important, and only because it's an outside safe place for things to be hidden in plain sight, because there's a lot of stuff, a lot of technology hidden in that building that's there that came from the pyramids, and that's why they had to do the mock of the pyramid. Actually, we put a picture on the Goober Snatch to show you how it goes.
The Goober Snatch is the chat line.
Is it? Oh, wow, that's great. That's so good.
That's just like
the Goober Snatch, Bob. That's just like the Goober Snatch. That's a good place. Y'all should try that. If you don't find it on the Goober Snatch, check on the Chitty Chat, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That's good, too.
It seems that these buildings, these constructions, these houses, these castles are also themselves technologies.
Well, by definition, we'd ask you your definition of it. You're going to tell it what it is, and then we're going to say,
is. Technology is just applied knowledge, but just like you said, the pyramids are some type of machine.
They are.
Also, the castles. Do they work together, or do the pyramids are going to work on their own?
We can't divulge that. Bob won't let us.
What's the question, Roxy? You're asking about technology and the Louvre or pyramids or what?
If the pyramids work together with the castles.
And Ian says Bob is holding that answer back. That is true. I'm going to keep that to myself till appropriate events unfold. All right.
Do you want us to answer the question?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's in your inbox. Play it.
Oh, shit. Let's see.
This is not bad. This is good, and you got this. It's not hard. It's good.
Okay.
And answer specifically the connection between the pyramids, the Louvre, and the castle. And this will explain it. You got to listen very close. Bob's got it. He's going to do this for you. Do you remember there was a time when they wouldn't let us speak, and we would do hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and we would only answer in vidges. We played the vidges all the time, just vidge, 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 for hours and hours and hours and hours. And so we don't want to go back to that, but sometimes the words are clearer because you seem to have a way to. You don't like our words or vernaculars, but those words are much more apropos, as it were. Put the sunflower up, Bob. You got this.
Yeah, just before we play that. I have a little beef. We have several people posting that the Let the Good Times Roll song was done by the Cars. I remember the Cars. They're like the late 70s or something, early 80s. They did not do the Let the Good Times Roll first.
They did the better version.
But people should know their history, what was overlaid.
You keep changing the history. Why do you have to keep telling them history? Well, history was only one time.
My
should never change
buddy.
Now.
Open L's plan. You keep correcting
your own damn history. It's pretty astounding that you have to correct it. If it was that good, you shouldn't have to keep redoing it so much.
Well, there's a lot of competitors. A lot of other Bobs, the evil Bob, the friendly Bob, the fucked up Bob.
There you have it.
Too many Bobs. So this is
there you have it. Nothing we can do. Nothing we can do.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby, let me thrill your home. Come on, baby, rock me all night long. Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby, let me thrill your soul.